When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, you're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Corey, aka Bayou Benders, alongside Mason Dixon, and this is Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content. Welcome back to another episode of Habs Content. Welcome back to another episode of Habs Nightly. I'm a little under the weather right now. Just got back from a great weekend for my cousin's bachelor weekend. Mason will not be able to join us this evening. He's got some schoolwork to be done, and we know the deal. That's very important, and that's where his mind needs to be right now. But has set me up to drive this bus today and give me some things that he wanted to talk about. But first off, let's just go straight into we have a 1-year two-way contract for defenseman Sami Niku. Truthfully, I did not see any more signings before the beginning of the season. This one kind of caught me off by surprise. I wasn't even home when it happened. Mason had to tell me about it. But yeah, this isn't so bad. I believe he's got his career with Winnipeg was about, I think it's like a 4-year span. He's played 54 games. He's got 2 goals for 10 points. I'm not too sure about Sami Niku. I think this is something more Mason might be able to articulate a little bit better. I know he was pretty outstanding back in his junior career and stuff like that. But I guess this is just a pickup signing. I know to me what it feels like is just added weight. It's just something, another decent player to pick up for a decent value. Almost, it feels almost like something we saw Bergevin do last year with the taxi squad. But the deal will pay Niku $750,000 in the NHL and $425,000 in the AHL with a guaranteed salary of $475,000. So, you know, I don't know too much about the guy, but I think it's pretty cool. It's a decent contract for him. Two ways always fun. You never know what's going to happen in the NHL, especially with COVID going around. You know, there's a chance this kid who has a bit of experience in the league can get, you know, you could possibly see him in the lineup, especially, you know, if we take some COVID scares this year. But on to the next one. We got the game one preseason. Now, you know, we didn't really get a chance to talk about it last episode. I don't think practices had even started yet, or they were just about to start. But with any preseason, especially what I feel for this team, we did a lot of big changes for this team's dynamic, even especially coming off of our, you know, Stanley Cup final appearance. But I figured we'd be a little inconsistent coming into this game. And clearly, if you guys were able to watch it, I was not. But if you guys were able to watch it, you would understand. And, you know, the 4-1 loss to the Maple Leafs always sucks to lose to the Leafs. But at the same time, there were some good elements in that game for us. One thing that I always love to point out is when our faceoffs are looking good. We were 53% to their 47% in that game. Sadly, we only had 17 shots to their 32. Our hits were up 32-24 on them. Our PIM minutes are very high. If you had a chance to watch the game, unfortunately, I could not find the fight, but this Arvid Henriksen guy took on, what's his name, that young up-and-comer, Curtis Gabriel, former Sharks player. I was surprised that the Sharks – well, I truthfully, let's be honest, I'm not surprised the Sharks moved him because the Sharks really just don't keep anything that could be a valuable asset to that team anymore. But I love that. I love that. I don't know much about this Henriksen kid, but kudos to him. He's taking on a young kid that, you know, if he sticks around in the NHL, he plays like, you know, in the future, he could be like the next Ryan Reeves, Tom Wilson. I don't think he takes I haven't seen enough of him to say he takes dirty hits and that's what causes it, but I know he's aggressive and he'll do what he's got to do to play his style of hockey. But I guess let's just go into a bit of a recap of the game. First off, the game started off really nice. My favorite part was actually, you know, seeing fans back in the stands again. That was pretty delightful to me, and I'm sure it was to you. It just it's felt so weird the last 2 years. I know the playoffs we got to see a little bit last year in some games, but just, you know, seeing people that close again was a really delight to see. As far as the lines, I probably should have started that with that, but preseason game one's lines were top line was Tyler Toffoli, Suzuki, Caulfield, Arturi Lehkonen, Ryan Poehling, Lauren Delphin, Matthew Perreault, Cedric Paquette, Alex Bazile, Brandon Bartuk, Jean-Christophe Boudin, Lucas Venmo, and then defensive pairings. We saw Romanov with Petrie, Kulak with Gianni Fairbrother, who I'm excited about. I know he's a banger as well. Xavier Ouellette and Arbor. Man, I really can't pronounce that last name. And then goalies for the night were Caden Primo and Michael McNevin. The game started off, about 2 minutes in, it really seemed like William Nylander was just ready for this game. I wouldn't say there was a bit of inconsistencies with the Montreal Canadiens, just looked a little sluggish, you know, and I'm sure that's due to just, you know, obviously this is not the core group that'll be going on the ice come October 13th, but just getting back into that rhythm. But William Nylander looked like there was no off season for him. He just about undresses the entire defense and puts up a great effort on Primo to our avail low. It is a stop puck, but in the first period, we saw a nice chance by Alex Bazile. But even before that, there was another opportunity. Nick Suzuki with Caulfield. Caulfield kind of got crunched up two Leafs on him. It kind of, you know, just trying to get it around, trying to get it on the goalie. It just kind of fell apart. But a little bit later, Bazile had that great spin around opportunity on Henderson. Just unfortunately, Henderson gets the pad out and stops it. It was really, really a great idea, great poise coming off of a turnover like that. If it would have went in, I probably would have said that was the highlight for our game. Yeah, granted, we'll get into Toffoli's breakaway goal, but that was the most dazzling, in my opinion, of our chances. But about 5 minutes, I'd say about 5 minutes later, the Maple Leafs are coming up ice. A great defensive change comes off the bench, and you can see Montreal is focusing on the, I guess you could say, the left side of the ice, where the offensive play is going. And Nylander sees it coming right away and sends a beautiful pass off to who was it? Jake Muzzin. I'm sorry. Jake Muzzin. It was a really good play. I think Primo tried everything he possibly could with him being shifted towards the offense of the play. You know, there's a chance that that's coming, but you really can't act too early. And I think he gave it his best shot to try to stop it. And then not that far after, Jake Muzzin has another opportunity that was, you know, scuffed out. But, you know, second period starts. I think it's like 2 minutes into the game. We go on a penalty kill, and once again, William Nylander just sends a puck towards the net, and John Tavares' first game back since the injury that he sustained in, the big hit that happened during the playoffs against them, game one, game two? But anyway, John Tavares tipping, gets a power play goal. And then, you know, just from there, we get another goal for Toronto, Michael Bunting later on. And then the third period, we got Curtis Gabriel gets an unassisted goal. You know, not really trying to toot a Leafs fucking horn or anything, but I like Curtis Gabriel when he was with the Sharks. And for him, I think it's a new opportunity for him. I don't see him as a big goal scorer or anything like that, but he gets to come to a team that's doing, a hell of a lot better than what the Sharks are. And for Gabriel to have just as good of a night, he was four hits, five penalty minutes, two shots on goal. He ended up getting a goal. I think he had a pretty tremendous night for him. You know, as the game starts to get boring at that point, thank God for Tyler Toffoli for giving us just a little bit of magic right at the end of the game to kind of balance out the bit of unluckiness that we've had throughout it. Coming off of leaving our zone, Romanov with a pretty spectacular long pass up forward, and Josh Anderson to just make it better. Just a little bit of a tap forces it towards Tyler Toffoli, who goes off on a breakaway and scores. Look like on Henderson's stick side. It was pretty amazing. Just too bad I believe it was like 2 minutes left in the game. But that's kind of what you expect from someone like Tyler Toffoli. He was our leading goal scorer last season. And, despite a tough loss, but it's preseason, but it's great to see Tyler Toffoli, get one in, loosen up. But that's it for the game one talk. I'm sorry. It's so hard to catch these games down here in Southern Louisiana, and it's even harder now. There's still a bit of damage from Hurricane Ida. But we will be moving on. Let's just get that past us. You know, we got a couple more preseason games to go until the 13th. So, let's get this, I'd rather have these games now where there's just a bit of inconsistency. And we can start the next season like we did last year on a great start. But before we move on to our next topic, we have an ad read from our amazing sponsors over at DraftKings. So once again, DraftKings wants their stuff done in the middle of the episode, and it's becoming quite a challenge that I'm enjoying now. But so that means these ad reads are off the top of the dome. They're just right on the spot. There's no editing to them. And I think it adds a little bit of more fun to that for me instead of trying to double take and triple take and try to get these things a little bit better worded. It gives me a bit of a opportunity to see if what type of day I'm having, and I'm sure that today could be a struggle because of the weekend I had, but I'm actually super excited for it because this is probably my best challenge yet. But thanks to DraftKings, thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network for having us, letting us be on their network still. But let's get into it. DraftKings, thank you all so much. So here is their plug-in. Week 3 of football is in the books, and now it is time to review the tape and get ready for week 4 for DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any game this week to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not available in your state, like me, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit, a $1 wager required, one per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Okay, so thanks to DraftKings for that. Let's a little bit of the injury updates. I know season's coming up, so I'm sure everyone wants to know what Carey Price is up to. But Carey Price with his little knee injury, still doing solo practices so far. You know, the team is obviously practicing together right now, but he's still doing stuff on the sides. But Ducharme said in his latest media statement that he'll be ready for opening night. I don't think that's worded the best. I'd say he should be ready, you know, just to, in case something happens. But Price seems to be his recovery has been a lot quicker. And I'm sure it's just due to, you know, him being around for a while. And you would think that maybe not, because, you know, he's getting banged up. But, you know, I guess with technology these days, they can isolate it better and he can just focus on what he needs to get back into the game. Super excited, especially with this fantasy league. THPN's got the fantasy league. We get keepers this year and we have to pick one goalie. I'd love to keep Carey Price around, and I think it's kind of a shoo-in to keep him around. Other than that, we have Mike Hoffman. You know, he came before he came to Montreal, he had a slight hiccup. It says it's a lower body injury, I believe. When he got to Montreal, he addressed it to the trainers. They started working on it. Unfortunately, it got a bit worse. So his likelihood of starting the season is very unlikely at this point. So once we have a little bit more information, we'll come back to him. But Cole Caulfield, I guess something happened. It might have been that play in the first period of the preseason game, but he was listed day to day ahead of the red and white scrimmage game. I feel like if anything, that's more of a precautionary. You know, it gives him an extra day's rest, especially if a little something got banged up the night before. I don't know the roster or the lines for the second preseason game, but I'm sure if he is playing that, taking off of the red and white scrimmage would give him the help he needs. Unfortunately, I'm recording a little bit earlier than the red and white scrimmage is taking place, so hopefully it's a great game tonight. I know that they take the I don't know what percentage of the money that comes into that, but I know that a big percentage of that ends up always going to a local charity, which I think is something really awesome. You know, it gives the opportunity for fans to see their team play each other, it's a fun game, and then it always benefits the community afterwards. So I'm sorry that this episode is a bit shorter. You know, it's just me, but things are starting to ramp back up and we're going to start having a lot more content. So, you know, these episodes won't be as short, but there'll be a little bit more to talk about. So next episode, we'll talk to Mason about the red and white scrimmage. And whatever else has happened since then, I believe we got maybe two preseason games before the next time we talk. But, folks, we will be coming back to twice-a-week episodes very soon once the start of the season comes back around. And, you know, we're both very excited about that. But I just want to thank you guys again. This has been Habs Nightly. Thank you all so much. And, you know, once again, I apologize for it just being me tonight. But school is very important, and Mason knows that, and I try to instill that in him every chance I get when he's trying to make time, to make it to talk. But next time he should be available, folks. Please, once again, follow us at Habs Nightly on Twitter, myself at Bayou Benders. We hope you guys have a great start to your week, and we will talk to y'all next time.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.